I'm Joe Morgenstern, the film critic of The Wall Street Journal. The patch is on the other eye and the boot is on the other foot in the Coen brothers' remake of True Grit. Jeff Bridges is Rooster Cogburn. It's the role that won John Wayne his only Oscar 40 years ago, and Bridges fills it with boozy panache. Joel Coen and Ethan Coen fill the film with self-conscious good humor and the charmingly old-fashioned language of the Charles Portis novel. The main loss is inevitably innocence. Mattie Ross, she's the 14-year-old heroine originally played by Kim Darby. Mattie is no longer sweet-faced and freshly scrubbed. She's gimlet-eyed, grimly purposeful, and precocious in a very modern you're-not-the-boss-of-me way. And she delivers her lines like a train conductor with too many stations to announce. Mattie and her quest to avenge her father's murder have gained new prominence from the filmmaker's decision to use the structure of the book, which Mattie narrated, rather than to follow the earlier film, which was dominated by John Wayne's larger-than-life presence. Yet the heavier load of intricate language is too much for young Haley Steinfeld. You can see and hear her struggle during a deliciously funny stretch of hard bargaining in which Mattie outwits a pompous horse trader named Stonehill. Steinfeld, who's Mattie's age, does her dogged best, but the scene works as well as it does because the character actor Dakin Matthews, he plays Stonehill, brings a lifetime of skill and experience to the encounter. Strother Martin played the role just as skillfully in the original version. When it comes to life experience, the movie's star is no slouch either, and he turns it into zestfully comic terms. "I've grown old," this rooster declares in a growl more gravelly than Popeye's. So he has, but Jeff Bridges hasn't. He's grown for the occasion, a beer belly, a bibulous sneer, a lecherous leer, and a broader-than-life comic style that's lovely to watch, whether Rooster is taking errant potshots at bottles under the influence of too much whiskey or confronting four adversaries who mean to blast him off his saddle in a showdown that's set up lazily and staged sloppily. Matt Damon is the Texas Ranger, LaBeef. He lets Mattie know that he's a ranger with an amusingly vain flip of his lapel to reveal his badge. On the whole, though, LaBeef adds up to less than the sum of his sometimes fumbling and sometimes heroic parts. Josh Brolin, who starred in the Coen brothers' No Country for Old Men, plays a minor role as Tom Chaney, the man who killed Mattie's father. Roger Deakins did the cinematography with mixed results. Some of the classic Western exteriors looked washed out and indifferent when I saw the film on a big screen and just as much so later on a DVD screener. But the masterful interiors, with their darkly sumptuous tones, give the movie a resonance that goes beyond its galloping action and cantering comedy. I'm Joe Morgenstern. I'll be back on KCRW next week with more reviews.